Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello.
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 It's nice to see you both. I'm not getting tired of seeing you, which is quite nice.
That's weird. People very often get tired of seeing / hearing from me.
That's weird. They never
not
do
from,
with me.
Not from Mark. Mark is more of a genial guy.
He is. Yeah.
I am acerbic, I have
He's
to say.
He's affable.
He's affable.
Yeah.
I am very serious. At a comedy club, I don't actually go and watch well because of COVID, but I can't smile along with a comic. I've got a very resting bitch face, and I think it does put people off.
Listener,
actually,
I can confirm this. I have pitched some less than fully developed ideas on podcasts, and you can't tell if Ryan is going to be honest with me or just help me out by smiling.
Yeah.
You can definitely tell when you look at Anthony.
Yeah,
so staring daggers at me.
But no, it's just my face, and I can't be asked to change any facial expressions.
That's quite interesting because I think I'm torn.
Yeah.
You know, I think so. Maybe you know who you are, Anthony. You know who you are, Mark. And maybe I'm not quite sure who I am yet.
You need to go traveling.
And I need to find myself.
Eat, drink, pray, whatever it is.
Me and my friend made a very calculated decision when we did any kind of traveling, and that was to avoid traveling types.
Yeah.
So that's why we went to the States and traveled around on the Amtrak.
Yeah.
Because it was just full of sort of convicts, quite hard. Right, Christian people that were trying to convert you.
And Joe Biden. He used to commute to the Senate every day.
From California.
From California. On one of those rail cars. You know when you can just
pump
for
up
some
and down
reason.
The pump.
Yeah, a little pump truck.
Yeah, but also those trains in America that have got empty, no walls.
Yeah.
So they're full of stuff, but it's just like, in the meeting,
freight
they were
trains.
Like, should we put walls on this so no one can jump on and play harmonicas? No, fuck it. Just let them on.
What are those pumpy up and downy things
hand
called?
Hand carts.
I've ridden one of those.
No, you haven't.
I have. Impossible to stop. Once you build up a head of steam, there
just
is
have
a
to
break.
Jump off.
There is a break, but it takes a little while to stop.
Were you on the main railroad?
They shut it off. It was
filming. So Mark can have a bomb around doing hand carting.
Well, yeah, it was. I was filming an advert.
Quality Street advert,
2002. Look it up. The handcart sequence didn't make it into the final edit, but I spent half a day pumpy up and downy on a handcart.
In Canada?
In Canada, yeah.
So they flew you there for half a day?
They flew for like 3 weeks to do a 30-second ad.
Yeah.
This is like the boom time of advertising.
Oh, absolutely.
And Mark like used up 300 grand
the
budget.
The budget for my advert was £1 million. I didn't get paid that, but it was £1 million. It was a 10-day stunt job. I was required to do things like ride a horse, gallop on a horse. I'd never even seen a horse before.
Get the riding
and
cats.
It was a 30-second advert. It was a bit shit, and it wasn't shown very much, but I didn't care because it was an amazing 10 days.
Yeah.
It was like an adventure holiday that you would pay to do, but I was getting paid to do it.
Amazing. Right. Well, no, we're designing a theme park, aren't we, Ryan?
There's a theme park.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a theme park to build.
I'm not going to say any of that because it's too much of a hot-button topic in this room. I'm not going to introduce the show.
If you're listening, then who knows what you're listening to?
Yeah, it's just like, how did you get here? And if you can't work that out, then you're not going to understand anything I'm going to say at all or for the rest of this podcast. So just say we move on and get on with it.
Yeah, move on. Let's have a jingle.
Let's have a jingle.
Let me take your hand. I want to take you to football land. It's built in the sand. And I'll run out of lyrics.
Not to be immodest, but I think I might have come up with the best ride in Football Land. It's only because this is one of the best things in football. So it's not really like that I haven't invented something.
Right.
I've just stolen something really great from football and I've made a ride from it.
That's advertising.
Eagle Biscan.
It's not, and I don't do this very often. It's a thing in football. It's not a person. It's not an elaborate name or anything. It's the diving header. I'm going to ask you a question. Is there anything better
than a diving header?
Than a diving header in football?
A diving header in golf?
I'd love that. Like the Masters, just a spectator just runs on. Yeah.
They could do that in the Ryder Cup if they weren't so blooming conservative. You could, because you have four balls or foursomes, and I never know which one. Foursomes is when Tiger Woods and Jim Furyk are sucking each other off, isn't it?
It's the opposite of what you think it would be.
If you have say Rory McIlroy tees off and Lee Westwood's waiting 300 yards down the course to head it on, just to get a bit of extra yardage.
So it's a really simple ride. You start on your feet. And you are attached to the ride. So I also think I was partly inspired by the diving header and all its beauty. And I was partly inspired by, I actually did a bit of theme park research at one point in this journey, as the Americans would say. And I saw that there is now a head first roller coaster.
So you're hanging down, you're horizontal, so your face is forward.
No, so this like ride, Superman. You start vertically. It's a one at a time ride, and that's fine because it's over quite
quickly,
briefly, and you essentially start vertically, and you're sort of attached almost like by a backpack.
Yeah.
So you've got like a back harness thing, and it kind of lifts you off your feet, and you are, to use Mark's terminology, you're in the loading bay. Probably in somewhere like a right back position,
right,
and then sort of to your left. There's a big screen.
Yeah.
There's like a big, massive football length, pitch length display.
Okay.
And so the play's building up and you...
What of animations on the
it's
board?
Maybe a real life game even. We could pick real life games.
In betting adverts, you see people playing football and it's never quite done real.
Yeah. As soon as you put a camera on the pitch, it's not football.
Exactly.
Like, Spider Cam is not, it's just, no, it's not. It's American movies. So you start, you've got a little, those good old school sort of 90s props type thing where it's like almost like a big lipstick with a button on the end.
Oh, yes.
A red button.
Yeah.
So you're attached by your back and you're looking to your left and you see the play building. And I think we just keep it so super simple in the aspect of the diving header timing. You push the button twice.
Right.
One to start your run, and the second is to give you the boost. And that's when the backpack thing will lift you horizontally, and it's a real ball.
Yes.
So
have you got a helmet on? Are those speeds?
No. This is all regular speeds. This is just trying to give you the chance to...
So you're doing it in real time, so you could recreate Van Persie's header.
You could.
On the screen.
The game is building up and you're watching it. And so basically you start the run when you think it's a sensible time to start the run.
Yeah.
So you start moving along vertically. As you would a regular human.
Yes. With your feet off the ground?
Feet off the ground, yeah. I think. It's giving you a sense of otherworldliness, godliness.
Yeah.
A moment of greatness. And then when the cross is coming, you've got to time it perfectly and you've got to hit the button again.
Ooh.
And that's when the boost will come in and you've got to score the header.
Oh, goodness me. Now, there's going to be a lot of disappointed people who are just flying head first into a ball that doesn't go
into
in
a wall,
or even
either.
Missing it.
Not a wall. Now, there's jeopardy, right? There's always jeopardy in Football Land because there's jeopardy in life and jeopardy in football, and I don't want to give anyone a day off.
So, God forbid.
This is not the place of dreams. This is a place of hard reality.
Hard reality and sex rides. And so I think that if you mistime it, not only does the ball sail past, I think waiting for you is something... embarrassing.
Right.
It could be like a cream pie to the face.
Yes.
It could be the anus of another man.
Well, just it was you get your hand stuck up someone's ass.
Do you know that?
And what's
old,
in it for him?
Do you know that? Old,
just stand there a minute and
Clive.
Pop your clothes over there. Spread your ass cheeks.
I don't think we'll struggle to find that man.
It could be the person in the ride ahead that's missed.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
But if we get a line of misses, then we're going to build a human centipede by mistake.
Yeah.
No, they've just all got to wait in a waiting room with their with their trousers off, ready to be the next person who goes out there for their head to stick up their ass.
Do you know that it's in a film? I can't think what film it is. So there's like it's a prank, and there's somebody in a dressing room lying on the floor,
right?
And some guy's doing this technique, and he says, "Look, if you do this thing, you can't sit up."
Okay.
And so the two guys that are doing it are like they're, you know, a stage, whatever they're called. You know, they're like the part of the ruse.
Stooges.
And so you do that thing. So I think you put like a hanky on your face, and then somebody's holding you down with the thumb. And the guy's going, I can't sit up. And then they get the stooge to do it. But it's obviously fake.
So he's
going to hold him down, right? Hold him down. And then they kind of like, right, I don't know, remove the hanky. And he sits up quickly because obviously it's bullshit.
Straight into someone's ass.
Yeah. And his face plants somebody's bum.
Right.
Most embarrassing thing that can happen.
What film was this?
I'm going to have to Google it.
How are you going to Google that?
It's going to be interesting.
Bum, hanky, sit-ups.
I'll tell you how I'm going to do it. I'm going to put my VPN on.
Yeah,
I'm going incognito.
Maybe pre-phone the local police station. You might get a red light on your dashboard.
Yeah. And so we'll find something that is embarrassing, silly, not pleasant, because I think there should be some jeopardy. And rather than, I think in some of the other rides we've got in Football Land, we want to keep people from seeing this.
Yeah.
I think we want to
see it.
Because people, I think the draw of executing the perfect diving header is so strong that people will
stop and watch it.
Will not be put off by potentially
embarrassing.
Walking off the ride, wearing someone else's bum as a hat.
As a hat, yeah.
Having to sit in a waiting room while they have it done to themselves.
Yes, exactly. Getting longer and longer.
You
like
have to take a ticket like in a delicatessen. Yeah. Oh, number 13. Spend the rest of your day in Football Land waiting to have someone's head up your ass.
Absolutely. And then this is not...
No, but it's worth it because you might have done a good diving header.
Completely, because you could execute.
Like, you've come around the rest of the world. We're going to go to the pizza place in it now. I've got to wait for someone's head to go on the bum.
Yeah. I think at that point, she'll be aware of how Football Land works and what the consequences might be. By the time you've reached any ride in Football Land, something weird and sexual is going to utterly humiliating and probably bankrupting and or life-threatening to your family has happened by the time you get to this ride. And the second thing that I think I've come up with that might be the greatest in Football Land is the queue system.
Oh, gosh.
Really, I've come up with a really great system, right? And because I want that pressure, it's just Stadia.
Okay.
So the queue system is you go in and you sit down and...
In a terrace.
Well, yeah, like in a stadium, basically. But probably, just one stand and you all sit down. That's the queue system snaking down. And then when it's your turn to go, the bottom person just goes and then the next person comes in. So the whole... it's probably like a game in the olden days where you weren't really allowed out of a football ground. If you were trying to leave before... a game's finished, and unless it's like, you know, the tannoy, somebody's gone, the owner of the Volkswagen Golf registration, you know, can you please move it now? And then the crowd would go, your car is being towed, or a pregnancy. Mr. Dave Simpson, your wife is having a baby. They were the only times you're allowed to leave.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Otherwise, it's like, we're going to hold Leyton Orient supporters for 30 minutes after
very
full
strange.
Time.
So it's very much like that. You're not allowed to leave. You come in and you sit down and then you feed down the queue system. It's probably our simplest queue system, but also the most
ingenious. Yeah.
And everybody watches and then you've just got that like a massive amount of
So a lot of people are
going to
be sitting, watching this, seeing about 20 people's heads up other people's bums and still thinking it's worth it.
Why is there a human centipede around the perimeter of the pitch?
And that's it. And I'm pretty proud of that. Genuinely, I think that's probably my best.
Can you at least Vaseline people's heads up before they get on the ride, just for the sake of
that
the RC?
Undermine accuracy of the diving header.
true.
I think you take your diving header, you either score or you miss, and then you get your head vaselined up like a giant kind of chalk thing.
Or a bit like those
snooker,
you know, those when you go and get your Christmas tree, they stuff it through one of those hoops to net it up.
You
go through that, but it dispenses Vaseline.
Yeah,
that's really clever.
Now, I don't want to be a buzzkill.
Oh,
but
you know, he's thinking of how to build this thing.
Does the use of technology undermine the glory
he's
going to
talk about the sex industry again, isn't he?
Look,
why can't you just queue up to actually do a diving header from a ball that is being fired across?
It's not
like
a school fate, Mark. We've got $1 billion here. Can you imagine, like,
you're
putting
doing
this before the Qataris in the boardroom being like, we've got Gary Lineker, shit your pants, loop the loop. We've got Steve Mechanical Ball. We've got Wagner Tolle. Oh, and by the way, if you want to just do a diving header over there by the church fate hall. If you want to, and then we've got, guess the way of the cake section as well over there. Mate,
maybe we've got $1 billion in the Paul Dommett's meat and potatoes
fun fair.
Because you've sort of cheated, and it may. I'm willing to be convinced that this is actually a game of you need a high degree of skill to time the button pressing.
It's a bit like stick cricket.
Yeah,
when you talk about high degree of skill, it's a lot like stick cricket.
Yeah,
when you just press the
just up or down or left or right. I think
there were three cricket.
It's you could drive it, or there's like a cut, or there's a hook.
And that was a high level of skill.
Yeah,
but
so is that stick cricket?
Is that more satisfying than actually
it's not necessarily.
The trouble
about
is
that.
With diving headers is how many of the population can do a diving header in percentage terms? 0.001% of people.
But if we control the environment, all I'm saying is
no, we're not controlling the environment. All you're seeing is a replay of a game, essentially, and then a ball is fired out replicating the cross pass from that game, and you've got to get the timing right.
Yeah, time's got to be spot on. Otherwise, your head's going to go up someone's bum.
Yes, but Margaret, 86-year-old Margaret, with two...
She pays her money, she takes the chances.
Two plastic knees, and a handbag
that she
refuses to
let go.
Well,
Mark, if you're so confident
that
you're going to be able to do it, I'd like to see you go on there and avoid having your head up someone's bum.
I mean, you have touched on what I think this ride will be good for.
Yeah.
It is for people who can't otherwise physically do a diving header.
I think, which, as Anthony points out, is 99.9% of the population.
But I mean, I had a long and undistinguished time as a footballer. I did score a diving header, and no one will ever take that glory away from me.
Yeah, so but that was
that's
once
fine.
In like
I know. That's
so
what,
if
that's
someone's
life.
Put a gun to your head and said, "Do a diving header now," how many times are you going to get it in?
But this is no different to pressing a button twice. You're still going to screw that up a lot of the time.
Well, yeah, but you've got more chance, and you've got the pace, and the ball's coming at you.
And therefore it won't feel as satisfying because you've had help.
If you want to, okay, Mark, you go and do your diving headers in your own point. These are the people who,
I'm doing a diving header right
Glenys
now.
Glenn is age 73. She just wants help.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine Thora Heard advertising
this. I think we're slightly at cross purposes in that you're talking about reality and we're talking about a theme park that we built in Qatar.
No, but I'm not really. I'm still talking about an experience that gives you the thrill. So we are artificially controlling the conditions. It's just like cricket where a bowling machine is firing balls at you.
Yeah.
It's still much more satisfying than playing stick cricket on a phone.
Oh, I don't know. Look... You know, you say we are controlling the environment. If we employ a man to kick it, it doesn't really make any difference.
So we fire
a
machine.
I think I've got a solution to this little bit.
Oh?
The person helping you onto the ride can just talk very disdainfully to you and scornfully and just say, you know, you could be doing diving headers in your own time. Because Mark designed this, but he didn't want to design it because he says you could just do a diving header. So fuck you. And I hope you get your head stuck up that person's ass.
Okay. So all those in favour of the greatest ride invented for football land, say aye after three. 1, 2, 3
Do you know what gives me the satisfaction? You've got to go and make it now, even though you disdain it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Footballland. Right, I am pitching something called Eddie Howe's Supermarket Sweep. I often base my rides or experiences on stuff that Americans, for example, wouldn't know anything about, so I have to just quickly describe something. This is of minor importance, but Ooh. Supermarket Sweep was, and for all I know still is, a TV show which was largely about sprinting around a supermarket with a shopping trolley and loading it with as much stuff as you possibly could. That's all you need to know about Supermarket Sweep. It's not something I particularly
watched. Got
to
keep all of the items.
Yeah.
So Eddie Howe.
So I've chosen Eddie Howe. It could be Pep Guardiola. It's basically to celebrate, inverted commas, the limitless transfer budgets that these teams owned by whole states, whole loaded states, money is not an object.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So to replicate the thrill of having limitless money in a transfer window, I'm suggesting Eddie Howe's Supermarket Sweep. So it's a two-player, it starts as a game. You basically, you have a giant supermarket trolley.
Yeah.
Like huge. It's lightweight, so you can still push it, but it's huge.
Yeah.
And it will behave in as erratic a way as real supermarket trolleys do. The supermarket is nothing but human footballers,
right?
Actual players, and they are all stacked as a supermarket would be, like
on top of each other, a bit like blankety blank.
Sort of, There's deep freeze sections as well.
Yeah, so they're what, horizontal in a closet.
Yeah,
in a
deep. Yeah,
are we cloning them? Is there like multiples like in a proper supermarket?
Yeah, I think there'll need to be, because if you're Eddie Howe and you're racing against Pep Guardiola, you should in theory have the same players available.
Yeah.
But they have these clones, they have the actual footballing abilities of the players they are. If you chuck Kylian Mbappe in your trolley, he will play like Kylian Mbappe.
Yeah.
So basically you have a finite period of time, and I haven't
90 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, if that works.
Ooh.
90 seconds.
Because there's 90 minutes in a football game.
And whilst they're in the supermarket stage, they're in suspended animation. They won't get in your trolley. You have to put them in your trolley.
So are they frozen?
No, they're just...
like cryogenically frozen?
Yeah, they're just deactivated.
Right.
They're waiting. No one's pressed the on button.
Okay.
So 90 seconds is probably not going to be long enough because, you know, lifting...
A dead weight,
killing Mbappe and putting him in your trolley. They only come to life when they're in the trolley.
Could they be physically hurt by being in the trolley? So when you activate them, they've got a broken spine.
I'll come to that. It's very much a part of...
Because
that
would be horrible.
Yeah. So you've got to rush around and build what you think is going to play as a balanced
football team.
11-a-side, but So it's no point in stacking it with the best strikers in the world because you won't have a goalkeeper or a back line. And actually, tiny players are good because you can fit more in. So a tiny player worth having is N'Golo Kanté.
He's five foot five, I think. Jack Wilshere.
Jack Wilshere is also not very, tall.
Not very tall.
He's 5 foot six, was he?
He wasn't very tall. No.
I'd say he was. He's still with us.
just about.
If you had a supermarket full of the world's
best
players...
But you don't want them so small they fall through the bars of the trolley.
Oh.
So no, maybe you need to put your big players as padding at the bottom.
But you've got the baby seat at the back, so maybe N'Golo Kanté, you just pop him in the baby seat at the back.
Also, you don't want the heavier players to go... It's like shopping. You know, you don't put your oranges at the bottom and then your cans on top.
Oh, the eggs at the
bottom,
you
need to put your big stocky players like Luke Shaw at the bottom.
Yeah.
Harry Maguire. Jam them in and then put your Leo Messis of this world. Of this world. In top.
In top.
Do they are they like ragdolls or are they stiff?
Oh,
I think I was thinking stiff. I mean, they basically become.
Can we not use the word stiff?
I mean, you could go along the line, just like playing like dominoes.
Like telephone.
Dun, 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 dun.
I see.
I mean, ragdolls, stiff, whatever. They come to life as soon as you put them in your trolley.
Yeah.
Oh, so, right. So they're writhing around, being like, "Oh my god, no, I'm in hell
they're,
here."
They're suddenly activated. They're excited. They are shouting instructions as to who you should get and how you negotiate the corners. Because it's
their
not just
voices
the,
or like humanoid voices. Like, "Hello, sir. I am Kylian Mbappe."
No,
I'm imagining like humans on Channel 4. And like those sorts of androids.
No, I think they become indistinguishable from the real. If you've put N'Golo Kanté in your trolley, he's going to address you as N'Golo Kanté would in real life.
Right, okay.
And he's going to say, I can't do an impression, I suggest you purchase Timo Werner.
He's not one of like the advisors in Civilization.
Well, they're all helping. They're all really excited that you've chosen them.
Okay.
And they're all eager to... You've got a finite period of time as well, so they're all eager to at least stock. I mean, you can probably get 14 in there, so you've got subs.
Yeah.
Because you are ultimately going to be playing a 90-second game. So, it's huge.
And they're like, is one light light? Are they, how big is this trolley? You got? Is it the size of
big
a
enough.
Ream? Is it the size of like a squash court?
Oh.
It's a racquetball. It's kind of like, it's shallower than, but the same kind of floor space
as a skip.
As a lift,
elevator.
Oh. Yeah, because you've got to be able to get them over the top.
Yeah,
That's quite tricky,
you don't want too big a boundary.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like a quite a big crash sort of pen for children?
Yeah.
It's got like a low barriers, but they can't get out.
I'm just going
to... They need to go fast.
Imagine... Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Imagine a shopping trolley.
Yeah.
Right. But now imagine...
But the bars have got to be narrower.
No.
You can't scale it up.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the word proportional?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, it's all proportional. You're just going to scale it up.
But then add more bars in.
No.
Anthony, if you put an Action Man... doll figure in an existing shopping trolley, would it fall through the bars?
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't.
No.
Oh.
You're not... Lego Man, maybe. Not Action Man.
Yeah.
But Lego Man, in the proportional thing, is way too small for what we're talking about.
Yeah. No, I get it now.
Big trolley.
Big aisles. Just, a bit like aisles at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Really big aisles.
A trolley big enough to fit 14 men in it. So a 14-person lift in the style of a trolley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Throw in a bit of bobsleigh. Think about the beveled edges of a bobsleigh.
Yeah.
I'm lost with bobsleigh, but I'm not going to ask any questions.
I got the lift.
Basically, you are flying around, loading your trolley with the best 14 players that you think you can get in the time limit.
It's got to be aerodynamic.
Yeah. And then when the buzzer goes for the time for loading your trolley is over, you have to make your way to the exit, which is it's like a luge run.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So
will the players get on with each other?
Yeah, they have to. If like, they don't, this is
like
the bonding
they could have
time.
Fights within the trolley.
They might.
It could be a bit of a Lebo, but alternatively, you know, these are androids come to life. They could get romantically.
But even then, that's not going to be good. Imagine being in charge of a 14-man bobsleigh. The last thing you want is everyone getting off with each other and it's trying to win Olympic gold.
There's not enough room. B, it's dangerous. And C, it's not what you're there for. You know?
Has that ever happened?
Guys, this is...
Has that ever happened?
This is...
Guys, we were 3 seconds short of the Germans. Like, what was our problem back there? Oh, yeah, well, Gary, the brakeman, and Gerald were just having it off.
They're now getting married.
Anyway,
so you go down a bobsleigh run, and that's your bonding time. And that's what I keep coming back to on Ngolo Kanté, but he's a great person to
have. He's in the kiddie
seat. In the little baby seat at the back.
Yeah.
Because he's directing your way through the bobsleigh luge.
Yeah.
And he's also organising, marshalling the 13 other men in there that are going to play together and stopping them from getting off with each other. And then you arrive at a pitch.
Yeah.
And you in that bobsleigh run, you've assigned the starting 11.
Yeah.
As soon as you arrive at the pitch, those 11 take the field of play. So if the other guy or girl in their bobsleigh run is behind you, too bad. You're 2-0 up by the time they arrive.
Oh,
interesting.
And then you play a game.
As the manager.
And you're the manager. I guess you could select yourself to play, but that would be pretty bold given you've got the best players in the world.
Killed at the end of it.
Well, they will be horribly bruised and broken, and some may be dead on arrival.
Yeah.
So you've got to factor that in.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking from our point of view, you can't put faulty stock back on the shelves. If you look at any eBay or Amazon business, they do actually discard of a lot of stuff. So I'm saying some of these clones will have to be prestiged.
Oh, yeah. I think they're...
We could sell it to TK Maxx.
They're renewed every... And actually, thinking about it, we don't need...
Or like shift it off to Savers.
Yeah.
The works.
The Power Leagues. The Essex Power Leagues will be full of broken clones. Like Zidane, he's only got the one leg, but he's still better than Jimmy from accounts.
Yeah.
Thinking about it, you could have all players ever. You don't need current players. You could have... Yeah. Like Pelé, who would definitely be stiff.
So they're sort of, animatronic dolls. Don't interject with any kind of trade magazine talk.
Yeah, none of your sex talk.
Like you normally do. So the animatronic figurines, life size, with the skills and abilities.
They talk with the voice and they're incredibly horny.
Yeah, I'd almost without the supermarket sweet bit on the front, that's almost enough of a need to watch Mbappe versus Mbappe.
I forgot Eddie Howe was involved.
But it's to replicate that mad dash to assemble the best squad possible.
Yeah.
And that is, although
that's
it looks
Eddie
like
Howe
a mad...
Over. Yeah, 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 that's Newcastle United, definitely.
Although
it
looks like a mad, crazy dash, you've got to be tactical about it.
Yeah, of course you do.
You've got to
be careful.
I've got one question. And one question only. I'm just going to limit it. Anthony had about 104 questions in this one, mostly nuanced ones about the bars, distance, weight, material, sexual preferences. And it was a long litany of questions. Mine is just one. Newcastle, at the time of recording, have struggled to sign anyone apart from Trippier.
Yeah.
Struggling to sign Sven Botman. They're struggling... to, as we've pointed out, attract people to Newcastle, and they're struggling not to get completely screwed over by people adding a Newcastle Saudi premium to prices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of this is true.
So how, my question to you is, how do you replicate that in Supermarket Sweep with Eddie Howe?
We call it Pep Guardiola's Supermarket Sweep. And we dispense with the whole Newcastle. It's a distraction.
It's really interesting what you've brought to the table. I'm very interested post bobsleigh sex ride.
Yeah.
To see the game.
Yeah, definitely.
But pre the game,
because don't forget, it's not Mbappe versus Mbappe. It's Mbappe with a broken leg versus Mbappe who's been accidentally blinded.
Yeah. Because you've tossed, you know.
They're still so horny.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic on top of it.
All those in favour of Eddie Howe's Supermarket Sweep after three, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye. Congratulations, Mark.
It was hard work, but it was worth it.
It was worth it, I think.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a crowd pleaser.
Sean, tell them about Football Land. I actually do.
Okay, I've got an idea for a facility / experience. Many divorced people, of course, in the world, many people get married and they obviously have marital problems, marital struggling.
Yeah.
The traditional route is counselling, but
divorce rates are still through the roof.
Very high.
So I suggest, this is the facility, it's called Manager Marriage Counselling.
Mm.
And at Football Land, if any couples are going through any marital difficulties, we bring in someone like Neil Warnock, someone like Sam Allardyce, to put them in a changing room and throw cups of tea at the wall and give them a bollocking for 15 minutes.
Oh.
I think that that would sort them out. It would knock some shape, sense into them.
Yeah.
And the divorce rates of them would be halved overnight.
Yeah.
And people like Neil Warnock, out of a job. Sam Allardyce no longer works.
Yes.
So many managers out of work. What are they going to do? Let's get them marriage counselling.
Yeah. Managers that aren't frightened to mince their words, because I think problems in marriages, mostly it comes down to the unspoken fear of saying the thing that needs to be said.
Yeah.
You want a manager to come in, doesn't mince words. And actually, if you can just rattle through as many of the kind of problems and address them, get them out in the open.
That's right.
Get them talking.
Yeah, that's
making
right.
A talking motion with
yeah,
my hand.
Get them talking. That's right.
Yeah,
get
that
them
one.
Talking.
Yeah.
Kick a football boot in their faces.
Yeah.
Kick a football boot in their heads. Mm. Throw a cup of tea at the wall. Mm. Give them some oranges to eat while you're doing it.
Tea at the wall. Yeah, oranges in the mouth is also
going
to
diffuse
it's happening,
the situation. It diffuses
you're it. Looking at your other half, who's now got an orange gum shield.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah,
very
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
An early worry is.
Oh. I was in. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. Yeah, I'm just spitballing.
Go,
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah,
trying to
in,
fine tune
in,
it. Sam Allardyce currently out of work.
Sure.
He comes in. He does this. He's really good at it.
Yeah.
2 years down the line, he's ready to give up his footballing dreams. He's forgotten he was ever a manager. But someone comes in for him. Fulham say, "Come and do a job for us." He's going to find it hard to switch. He's going to go in that dressing room at half time and suggest, have you tried a bit of light bondage? What about kinky? I'm not talking about anything too heavy, but kinky, something a little bit kinky might sort you out. He's not a cockney. I don't know why I'm doing that.
I don't know whether a marriage counsellor does that. I think that might be a
sex therapist.
Sex therapist. So I know that sounds nuanced, and it's probably the most nuanced thing I've said on Football Land.
Yeah, no, you're right. But the my worry still applies. He could go steaming into a dressing room and suggest
and sort out the Fulham players' marital problems. That's great.
Well,
he's killing two birds with one stone.
Time.
Well, I mean, what's more important, relationships or football? At the end of the day,
if you're a footballer, football.
Well. Well, if you go home,
why
and,
is two mutually exclusive?
Yeah,
football is like a marriage.
Yes.
You know, it's based on communication.
You're both trying to
it's
kick a ball.
It's based on trust. It's based on you
mud.
Know, not mud so
goals.
Much.
Yeah, we set goals.
Goals. You know, trust, confidence, all of these things. You know, I think there's a lot to be learned from team sports. And I'm not suggesting that we use football terminology in our marriages or in the bedroom. You know, get into them, push up,
chuck it in a mixer,
like any of that stuff. You know, overlap, I don't know what that would mean, but I think there's a crossover, and I don't think that they're mutually exclusive. So I don't see the danger in Sam getting confused, because I think they're interchangeable.
They are interchangeable.
What is making Sam a good marriage counsellor is not that he knows anything about marriage counselling. It's rage and
cliches.
And cliches and speaking his mind and the threat of violence that's not real. It's just you're getting a bit of hot tea on you and maybe a bit of, you know.
Spit
or China shrapnel from hitting the wall.
Yeah.
But so I'm kind of okay. If you know whatever the marriage counsellor service team is, that if they want to come and poach Sam,
it'd be great. You know, part of the bonding is before it happens as well. You go into that changing room with your other half, and you're saying to each other, "I wonder which manager it's going to be." You know, could it be Kerbishley?
Yeah.
Could it be, you know, Ranieri? Could it be
the discrepancy
Gus
between
Hiddink?
Wants and needs? The manager you think you want
is
not
the manager
you need.
If you want a stern telling off, but then you get Arsene Wenger, you know, it's you don't realise you need that. A bit like listening to jazz.
If the relationship between football and marriages is as strong as you say, and I'm willing to be convinced.
Mm. Well, they're both institutions, aren't they?
Yes. Does that not mean that someone like Sam Allardyce would ultimately not be that much cop at it? You need the Jurgen Klopps, the Pep Guardiolas,
the Pochettinos,
to really sort out those marriages in trouble?
No, it depends. Mm.
It depends. It depends on the nature of the problem.
And also, actually,
Like football. Exactly. The project in air quotes is,
that's what we talk about these days. What manager, like United doing a period of consultancy to work out what the, they're trying to find the solution to the problem. What's the problem? You sign Ronaldo, but what's the solution?
That particular marriage that would benefit from Ragnarok or whatever his name is would be we've got a really spoilt brat of a child. We've got a big family, but one of them's a real spoilt brat that's ruining everything. Let's fire him off into space.
Margaret, you got a boob job when I loved your boobs the way they were.
Right.
And now, when we make love, I have to look at your boobs, which I don't like now because I thought you were beautiful as you were. You didn't need Ronaldo
boobs
in your boobs.
Yeah.
Imagine if each boob was Ronaldo's face. Would that be sexy? It might be for some Man United fans.
It could be quite sexy, actually. Yeah.
It won't be long before you find out.
The worst manager...
CR7 boob jobs.
The worst manager to do this talk would be that guy who was at Fulham who just put lumps of cheese on players' legs.
Oh, yeah.
you don't want just a lump of cheese on your leg when you're trying to sort out an affair or something.
Was he ever a good manager?
Felix McGat, wasn't it?
Because for some marital problems, a bit of cheese on your leg is all it needed.
Well, never say never, and we're limited by who agrees.
Yeah.
Kerbishley will agree in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I think we could get in a lot of the managers I'm thinking are actually old school.
Yeah, I think that,
you know, we need that aggression.
Yeah, it's interesting because Mark, you brought up the kind of the Klopps and the modern managers. And I think they're more about the kind of arm around, the kind of psychology and stuff. Whereas actually, I wonder whether what we just need here is just
15 minutes of screaming.
Yeah, a hairdryer.
Yeah.
Just get all of the problems like, John, you're not initiating sex anymore. Just put your, like you used to, put your hand under the nighty. Just get it done. Don't think about it, chap. Like, don't worry about any downstairs problems. Get it done. And then, right.
But it's more screamy than that. Yeah. Fuck.
I'm not very good at shouting.
No, but it's got to be fuck. Get it fucking done. Get your hand under
Susan,
the fucking nighty.
Yeah, Susan, you're focusing too much on the interior decor. The house is fine as it is. The house is fine. It was looking lovely. Just say, hello, John.
Smash.
How's your day?
Give him a
fucking hug. John? I know the commute was terrible, and that's why I've put a casserole on, and I'm not going to mention it this time. I'm just going to serve it to you and put my hand on your head and give you a little kiss on the temple.
Yeah, exactly right. 15 minutes of that shit. But if these managers do not work, they'll have grown as people.
Yeah.
From doing the marriage counselling, and I think we can set them back loose on the Premier League with their newfound humility and respect and wiseness to take over from your Klopps and your Pep Guardiola's of this world.
Well. Yeah. You know, it's a little success. It's a little success that they, you know...
I think it's lovely. I really think it's a feel-good factor that we're desperately needing.
Cool. Okay, all in favour of manager counselling, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Nice.
Lovely, lovely.
And that is that for another meeting. Wowee.
Wowzers.
It's flown by, yeah.
It does, doesn't it?
Send us your jingles.
Send us your jingles. Get on the Patreon. Nice one. All right. Okay, let's see. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.